Hello. How's everybody doing? Come on in. How is everybody doing on this chilly Saturday morning? Okay. All right, y'all. Let me know that you can hear me in the chat. I am Coach Betsy. Good morning. Good morning. Let's see. Let me bring up the amazing Coach Heather. We're going to do all the things. And then we're going to talk about, let's see. Then we're going to talk about, let's see, about module 3. Okay. Module 3 of No BS. This is the module 3 No BS worksheet call. And all right. How's everybody doing? Just scrolling the chat here for a minute. Let me grab my little notes. And we will get started. So as I said, I'm Coach Betsy. Coach Heather is in the chat with y'all today. If you all have any questions, we're just going to kind of see how the call goes today and see what we have time for. I've got quite a bit of material to cover. So, and Coach Heather is, she's typing in all caps so you can see the comments. Speaking of the chat, first off, this call will run about an hour. I like to go long, as Corinne does. So I'm going to limit us to about an hour. And good morning, everybody. So the chat. So be sure that your chat is set to everyone. I'm not really going to be looking at the chat. And so there's an option for hosts and panelists, I think. And then there's an option for everyone. So you want to be sure it's set to everyone. Because if it's set to the other thing, only I'm going to see it and I ain't looking at it. So, because I'm going to be focused on what's going on here in the call. So, Coach Heather's over there. So, be sure your chat is set to everyone. And now let me just tell y'all a little bit about me. So, I always think everybody knows me because I've been around forever. But y'all, we have new members all the time. Isn't that exciting here that we're just, that people are joining all the time? Here at No BS. And so everybody kind of at a different place and they're just, you know, learning and growing and we're all just loving on each other wherever we are in this journey. So it's so super exciting. So for those of you all that are new, I am Coach Betsy. I always like to say I've been around forever. I think around 2006, 2007 is when I found Corinne on a Weight Watchers message board. I was doing Weight Watchers for the umpteenth time. And I found her back in the day before Facebook. We used to have message boards. Y'all remember message boards, right? And Corinne was on there just trying to work with as many people as she could, helping people with exercise and all that kinds of stuff. And I know I saw Lori Clary here on this call. She is just about 30 minutes up the road from me. And she met Corinne in the same place, Watcher's message board. And I got to meet Corinne because I live where Lori lives. Yes, 2007, Lori. And we still got to get that coffee, Lori, one of these days. And there's Paula too. She was around back in the day. And I got to meet Corinne just like right after I had met her because she came to Arkansas to do the marathon just a year or so later after I met her. And so I just knew there was something about her. And so I joined up. And back when we had to submit an application and a picture of ourselves in our bra and panties and all the things, don't have to do that anymore. And I stuck with Corinne, but y'all, I didn't lose weight at first. And that's one little thing that I want to talk about with my story is that I didn't lose weight at first. And then I also lost my weight twice. And so I'm right there with you all in terms of like really just having to take some time to figure out this whole thing. And then I gained some weight back, y'all. In 2013, I went through a big breakup with my boyfriend of 19 years. I was just telling my private client about it. I mainly work with private clients here at NoBS, so I love getting through these group calls. Y'all, there's 291 people, 291 of y'all on here right now. And I went through a big breakup, and I gained most of my weight back that I had lost initially. I hadn't incorporated a lot of the thought work and all of that into what we do now. No BS, and it was PNP back then. It looked a little bit different. We were kind of dabbling all the thought work and the coaching and all that kind of stuff, but we really didn't know what we know now. And so I know what it was. I was feeling sad. I was feeling overwhelmed. I was feeling lonely, and you know, I was doing a lot of overeating. And so, but then also, at that time, I met my husband, my now husband, and I was feeling very happy, and I was eating and drinking and being merry. So we don't always just overeat when we're sad and lonely. We also can overeat and overdrink when we're really happy and we're really, you know, feeling joyful. So it's just interesting to think about my journey. And so I lost my weight for the last time in 2015. And so I'm down about 70 pounds from my highest weight. And, you know, that's just where I am. And so, but I practice just like you all. I practice everything every day, and it will be a practice for the rest of my life. And I am okay with that, because I don't ever want to think that I have to be perfect at this. So that is my story. And I have been a coach for NoBS, gosh, full time, almost 4 years. I can't believe it. It's been almost 4 years. So Yeah. I love sharing my story, because I don't ever want y'all to think that we are ever perfect, that it's ever just easy for us all the time. We work on stuff every single day, just like y'all do. And we're right along with you. We're maybe just a step or two ahead of you, but we're all on this journey of practice together. Okay. Oh my gosh, y'all, I could just talk about my story all day long. So that's a little bit about me, but I definitely do. I love working with my one-on-one clients. That's what I do most of the time here at NoBS, but I'm also in the Facebook group. I'm in Ask Coaches, just doing all kinds of fun stuff around here. So I love it. I love it. So, all right, let's talk a little bit more housekeeping, say, and then we're going to get into module 3 and talk about Mission Possible. So how to raise your hand. Y'all see the raise hand button down at the bottom of your screen. If you're on your computer, you will see it down there. It may be called reactions. Is that right? And then if you're on your phone, I think you go over to those little two dots down at the bottom of your screen on your phone. But don't raise your hand yet, okay? Because I want us to go through all of this material in module 3. Let's see what we can learn here. Grab your worksheets. As Heather says, we're going to be talking about the judge versus scientist worksheet. I'm going to be going on to the website here in a second, sharing my screen and showing you where everything is. We're going to be going through judge versus scientist, and we're going to be going through the successful urge worksheet, which is one of my very favorite worksheets we have here at NoBS. So we may have some opportunities to raise your hand, but also put a question in the Q&A box as we're going. And if you find that your question doesn't get answered as we go, feel free to put a question in the Q&A box and I'll answer it at the end. Okay. So speaking of Mission Possible, let me share my screen. And I am going to tell me if you can see the website. Oops, I got to find my chat. Is okay, y'all can see the website. And beautiful Corinne, I remember that day when she got that she took that picture. Okay, so y'all can see the website here. All good. All right, so you can see the NoBS weight loss course. So this month, y'all, we are doing Mission Possible. So it is all about not Mission Impossible, because it is possible for all of us to go through the NoBS weight loss course in January. So that's what we're doing. We're in the third week of January. So we're talking about module 3. But if you've just joined us and in the mid-month, then just jump in where we are. know, it's just like there's nothing wrong with just jumping in where you are, starting with module one, starting with module three. All of this is going to help you. So don't get caught up in needing to do it perfectly or needing to do it just the right way. So just jump in with us and just start an OBS wherever you are. By the way, did anybody attend the camp call with Coach MJ earlier this morning? Tell us one thing that you learned about. Yes. Okay. What's one thing y'all took away from the camp call? And by the way, for you newbies, I know MJ is so amazing, right? What was one thing that y'all took away from the camp call today? And for y'all newbies, so camp is our annual event in Nashville. We call it camp, but we're also calling it Relationships Weekend because we're going to be totally focused on relationships with our camp in March. And so all the information is right here on our website. I will just click on it real quick. See where it says events, camps? You go down here to March 22 camp registration and you can read all about our camp. And you can come in person. We would love to see you and hug your neck, or you can come virtually. So that's another thing. So anyway, kind of back to Mission Possible. So we recommend that you go through one module a week for an OBS, but for the OBS course right here, but it's just totally up to you, whatever pace you want to go at. You can go as fast or as you want to. We've also created two teams for Mission Possible. So there's Team Get It Done, which is for folks who have not completed an OBS. And then there's Team Repeat. And so it's hashtag Get It Done, hashtag Repeat. And then you all probably know by now that the more that you use those hashtags, Get It Done and hashtag Repeat, I love that y'all are putting those in the chat, then the more that we will get that goal getters gauge to, let me just go over to the Mission Possible page right here. I'm talking all about it, so I might as well just have it up here for y'all to see. There's the goal getters gauge right there with Corinne squatting down in those leather pants. So we're going to count all these hashtags. And so you can do it in Facebook, or you can also email into support@pnptribe.com and give us your hashtags and let us know what you've been learning in the OBS course. And that will get this goal getters gauge to go up, 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 to unlock more prizes. We've already unlocked, kind of small, 10 of Corinne's faves prize packs. So it's just going to be books and all kinds of amazing stuff in those prize packs. We've already unlocked the Accountability Group Airbnb package for camp. And then don't y'all want to unlock that Peloton bike or tread? If so, get in there, get in the Facebook group, email support, use your hashtags, and we're going to unlock that prize as well, okay? And then finally, up at the top is the VIP. I have to look really close there because it's really small. The VIP in-person camp package. You want to be eligible for that prize too. So that's how it works. So we're all going through an OBS, the OBS weight loss course together, okay? So just kind of decide which team you're on, whether you're repeating it or getting it done. No shame in the game if you hadn't finished an OBS. That's really why I want to talk a lot about Module 3 today, because a lot of you all get stuck in Module 3 of OBS because it's all about overeating. There's a lot of material in there about overeating. And some of y'all kind of get stuck in this module because there's quite a few videos. I mean, there's 10 videos, I think, and it's just a lot of great material. And so we're going to talk about kind of how to get all of this done here in Module 3 so that you can move on to Module 4, okay? So, but really the only thing that you all need to do to be eligible for all these prizes is to complete the OBS weight loss course. So let's go back to the course here real quick. And so here is the course. And it doesn't matter when you finish, you just want to have finished it by the end of the month. And then on Sunday, January 30th, so that's a week from tomorrow, you will be sent a prize survey in email, okay? And so you want to fill out that survey, and that you get eligible for all these amazing prizes. Okay. And so you want to talk about how you finish an OBS, and then we'll randomly select from those submissions of that survey. So watch your email next Sunday. Okay. And finish the OBS course. All right. So module three. So here's the OBS weight loss course. Module three is down here. It's called How to Stop Overeating. But I want to go up here to, you see up here at the start, you will see that you can download all of the worksheets for the course by clicking this link right here. And then we also have transcripts. Y'all, that's amazing. You can print out the transcripts for every video lesson and read it like a book. You could print on every transcript, staple them all together, even get them bound or something like that, and have like the book of NoBS, the OBS Ways course, right? And so you could read it like a book and highlight it and underneath and underline it and put notes in the margins. That's a pretty amazing idea I just had. So this is what the NoBS weight loss course looks like. And we're going to be on module three with all of these courses, with all of these modules here. Module three for how to stop overeating. So today is all about busting through the BS of getting through module three. As I said, some of y'all kind of get stuck here because there's just a lot of content here, but it's all amazing content. And you want to just take it lesson by lesson, worksheet by worksheet. Okay. So now I'm going to pull over my handy dandy little thing here. Let's make sure. Can y'all see where it says NoBS Module 3 Worksheets? We're going to talk about the worksheets here for a minute. Yeah, and I love what Coach Heather said. She likes to think about all the material NoBS like ingredients going into the soup of successful weight loss. And so you just want to throw it all in a pot, right? And so, and I like to think of it like, that's kind of a cool thing to think about it like soup, right? You just kind of throw this and throw that in. And maybe you try the soup and it's not exactly how you want it. And so you throw a little bit more in, right? But you just take your time and you'll find the soup that works for you. I love that. All right. So let's see here. We're going to talk about NoBS Module 3. Worksheets, because I love how we kind of separate them out into two different kinds of worksheets. So we have worksheets called focused reflection, and then we have worksheets called active practice worksheets. And so let me tell you, focused reflection worksheets, and I put this in parentheses, I think that's really important. This was like a big aha I had like a year or two ago, because my recovering perfectionist brain was like, well, if I'm not journaling and starting from just like a blank sheet of paper, then that's not journaling. Here's the deal, y'all. Focus reflection sheets like the judge versus scientist worksheet that we're going to be working on in a minute, discovery worksheets, successful urge worksheets, all of those are just guided journaling. Those can count as journaling. Because what are you trying to do when you're journaling? You're trying to get your thoughts out. You're trying to see what you're thinking always. So all of these worksheets, that's all they help you do, is to get your thoughts out. So they are just guided journaling. They're journaling with questions. Okay. So you can count this as your journaling for the day if you want to. And that was just a big aha for me. So I had to share that. So in module three, we have the judge versus scientist that we're going to be going through. The unwinding your food stories worksheet, which is really important for you to think about how you grew up and what your relationship with food was, how you think about food and how you have thought about food for maybe a long time. So it's all about unwinding those stories that we have about food going back to when we were very young. So that worksheet really helped me be more aware of, oh, my mom only let me have one box of sugar cereal every year. So in January, I was headed straight to that grocery store to get my sugar cereal. And the rest of the year, I spent looking at labels. I mean, at like 8 years old, looking at food labels because we can only have 10 grams of sugar or less in our cereal. Well, did that maybe kind of teach me some restriction? Did it maybe kind of teach me some thoughts about food and sugar that maybe it's time to unwind? Yeah. And so that was what that worksheet taught me. The planning for urges worksheet is amazing. I filled that out again yesterday, where it's just really focusing in, okay, what are my patterns around urges? When do I have urges, basically? When is my overeating window? For me, it's usually in the afternoon, after lunch. Maybe like right after lunch, I might eat a little bit more sometimes if I have an urge, or maybe in the middle of the afternoon. That's really when my overeating window is. For you, it may be different, but that's we do that worksheet and we figure out what our patterns are. And then finally, the breaking self-sabotage. That's really kind of a warm-up to our full course on breaking self-sabotage. And so that's amazing if you want to kind of jump from no BS onto doing that breaking self-sabotage course. And so when do you do these focused reflection worksheets? Well, they take a little bit longer to do maybe than like a discovery worksheet or your 24-hour plan or assessment. So you want to schedule them, right? And like, I love what we say is like, how can you pull the material off the page? Like you're doing these worksheets and you're maybe looking at your patterns. You're thinking about how, you know, your relationship with food was when you were younger. How can you pull that off the page and then apply it to your life right now? And that is the whole point of these focused reflections worksheets, is that you want to do it, you know, take some time, schedule some time to do it, watch the video, and then immediately do the worksheet. So really schedule some time to really do these focused reflection worksheets. And again, they are just guided journaling. And the active practice worksheets are also guided journaling, right? They are the successful urge worksheet, the discovery worksheet, and then the managing overeating cheat sheet is just like a little cheat sheet, right? It just kind of gives you some ideas on how to really bust through some overeating, some grab-assing, all that kind of stuff. So you can just try those things. So the active practice is what it says. Like you do it in the moment. That's when you do these worksheets. Because we always say you want to do the discovery worksheet and the successful urge worksheet as soon as you can after, you know, after the event. Because you want to get as much learning as you can. Now, if you don't, you know, if you got to work or whatever, it's not a big deal. But, you know, especially with that discovery worksheet, you want to fill that out as soon as you can after the overeat so you can get as much learning as possible from it. Okay. And so, yeah, so all of these worksheets, Janet, you're asking about, this is just a little page that I made for us to talk about the worksheets. But Janet, all of the worksheets are part of the worksheet workbook in on our website, nobswomen.com. You go to the No BS Weight Loss course. It's one of the little tabs on the side. And then, but then also you can go to each individual unit, and you can get the individual worksheets there. Okay. So, all right. Let's get my handy dandy notes here. I'll keep going here. So yeah, so we talked about the focus reflection worksheets and then we talked about active practice. So now we are going to dig into actually working on one of these. So let me pull up. Actually, what I'm going to do before I pull mine up, I want us to take just a few minutes. We're going to take about 5 minutes and I want y'all to get the, I'm just going to pull it up here. Let me pull up the website here. So I'm going to pull up the judge versus scientist worksheet. And some of you all are saying you can't print it out or, you know, maybe don't have a printer at home or something like that. So I'm just going to pull up the blank worksheet here. And we're going to look at the questions. And then I'm going to give y'all about 5 minutes to just jot down a few of the answers. And then we're going to talk about them. Okay. And so let's just look at this worksheet real quick. So what this lesson talks about is us being a scientist of our overeating versus being the judge. And what we know is that when we are judging ourselves and thinking that we'll never figure this out, and oh my gosh, I fucked up again, and I'm never going to do this, and I'm a terrible person, and all that kind of stuff, that just shuts us down from learning, right? It shuts us down from any kind of movement forward because we just stay stuck. And so what we do through this worksheet is that we discover kind of how we have been judging ourselves maybe in the past, and then how we can think in a new way as a scientist, right? And so my favorite thing to do is to think about, when I was doing this worksheet, I was thinking about like a scientist, like who's your favorite scientist or who's your favorite inventor? I don't know if any of you all have been watching these shows on the History Channel called The Food That Made America, The Men That Made America, the equipment that made America, or the things that made America. Like I watched recently one of them about like the guy who invented the tractor, right? Because before that, you know, horses were just pulling the plows and all of this kind of stuff. And like Henry Ford and all these people came up with the tractor. I am fascinated by people who invent things because they have the mind of a scientist. They have the mind that I am always working on having because they believe that anything is possible because they created something that wasn't there before. Henry Ford created the car. So my favorite scientist that I like to think of is Mr. Hershey because I love chocolate too. And I watched the show about how they invented milk chocolate. I don't even love milk chocolate. I'm a dark chocolate person. But the story about how they created milk chocolate, like Mr. Hershey had bought this cattle farm, and he had all this milk, and he decided that he was going to, the men who built America, yes, he was going to create this recipe for milk chocolate because he had all this milk. And I don't know, there was like hard to get chocolate from Europe or something. I don't know. But he just created this new recipe that we all, you know, of course, eat now all the time. And he just never, ever, ever gave up. And he was totally fascinated by the mistakes that he was making. Because y'all, it took like over a year, I think, maybe even a couple of years to perfect this milk chocolate recipe. And they just kept making mistakes and they kept coming up with this, and then they would taste it and it wasn't good enough, or it tasted weird, or it just was too sweet, or whatever it was. And so they went back and just kept adjusting and adjusting. And they were doing it from a place of like, we're going to figure this out. We're just going to keep going. And yeah, maybe they felt frustrated sometimes too, but they like, I'm thinking, oh, they offer chocolate baths. Okay. In Hershey, Pennsylvania. But they were fascinated and they didn't let that, like, they didn't let that frustration stop them from just keeping going. Okay. So that's what this whole worksheet is about. Pretend you just had an overeat and write down what a judge would say, and then write down what a scientist like Milton Hershey or the scientists that were working for him, what would they say on the right? Okay. So I'm going to kind of just leave this up here and give y'all a few minutes. Just, it's 10:58 right now. I'm going to give you till about 11:03 to fill out this worksheet, to get the worksheet. And then you all can also, if you've already done this worksheet, you can also do a successful urge worksheet. Sophia says she's going to have to do a successful urge worksheet to deal with her urges for Hershey's chocolate. And you can do that right now if you're thinking about Hershey's chocolate right now. So maybe just if you finish this one already, go ahead and do a successful urge worksheet. We're going to talk about that one in a second. Okay. So I'll give you about 4 minutes. Okay. Go. Okay. So I'm going to share with you all now my judge versus scientist worksheet. And let's see, I put up here example Hershey because I wanted to remember, like, what would he think? You know, what would they think about that when I thought these judgy thoughts? So I would love in the chat for y'all to put all of your favorite scientist thoughts that you came up with. So I'll go through a few of mine here. And then if we have anybody who has any questions or maybe even wants to come on and talk for a minute about this worksheet, you can. So Lucinda, I know you've had your hand raised for a while now. So I'd love to talk to you about specifically about this worksheet. Okay, so it looks like you put your hand down. But if anybody else would like to come on and talk specifically about this worksheet, we can. So, but then we'll also talk about the successful urge worksheet here in a minute. So, okay, I love all y'all putting this stuff in the chat. So you'll see here all of my amazing judge thoughts here. When I have an overeat, you fucked up, you did something wrong, I thought you had this figured out. That's one of my fave old shitties. You'll never be perfect at this. The P word again. You're going to gain your weight back. All the amazing old shitties that come on up. And I mean, I am glad to hear them because that gives me the opportunity to remind myself of how I want to think, right? That's the whole purpose of this first part of the worksheet. So you fucked up. You made a choice. Why? Let's get curious about it. Again, that scientist kind of language, right? Okay, we made a choice. And let's just get curious about why. You did something wrong. Instead, like, here, this is something to look at. I go buy the milk chocolate. It didn't taste right. It tasted too bitter. They didn't think like, oh my gosh, well, pack up the lab, everybody. We're done with inventing milk chocolate. No, they were like, okay, it's too bitter. Let's try something else. This is something to look at. This is something to figure out. They were actually excited that it was too bitter because then they could keep going and keep perfecting the recipe and keep figuring it out. We're figuring this out once experience time. That was when I was really going back to these inventors, right? Because they didn't invent something. It wasn't just a one and done. They had to keep tweaking. They have to keep, and they loved it. Scientists love tweaking. They love making mistakes because then they get to learn from them. We're learning new things. That's the point here. The point is never to be the P word. It is never to be perfect. The whole point is to keep learning and growing for the rest of your life. And then you're going to gain your weight back, huh? No. That's just one of those thoughts I have, and I'll always have it. It'll always be a fear. It'll be an old shitty that comes up. I can think, no, this is an opportunity to figure something out. We can actually have fun with this. We can be a scientist and have fun with this and do experiments and figure things out. Let me see what, oh my gosh, so many messages here. If I wasn't hungry, what was I expecting the food to give me? An amazing question. Will it hurt to just try? Love that. What do I really need in this moment? You know what to do. That's an amazing, amazing scientist thought, right? You've lost weight before and you can do it again. This will take time. You are new. You can even think of it like this, like a true scientist, a true innovator, a true inventor. You are inventing yourself as someone who has lost their weight and who is maintaining their weight. That's who I am now. I am inventing the Betsy who maintains her weight. And what does that mean if I am inventing her? Right. And I mean, and it's not like it's going to be invented and then it's done forever. Right. It's always like little tweaks, little improvements. And so you are creating the invention of you at the weight that you want to be at and staying at that weight. And so what does that look like? This will take time. This is new. this is an opportunity to learn and to tweak and all of that. And that's amazing, right? You are inventing yourself at this place that you want to be in your life. You're creating an invention. I love to think of it like that. Okay. All the ideas here. I'm definitely, y'all are going to want to go back and look in this chat because we'll save the chat and put it in the show notes because there's all kinds of amazing ideas of scientist thoughts here. Something to analyze and figure out. I can focus on one thing at a time. When they were inventing that milk chocolate, they weren't trying this and that and this and that and this and that all at the same time because they didn't know what was going to make it taste the best. If it was bitter, they were putting more milk in it. I don't know, but they weren't going to put more milk and more chocolate and more this and more that. They were going to try one thing at a time. And that's how they perfected the recipe. But you know what? I bet they're always, it's an ongoing perfection. Because I mean, and if nothing else, they're always coming up with new ideas. Hershey's, right? Hershey's doesn't just have the Hershey's chocolate bar and then they just stopped. No, they're coming out with new products all the time. So that is how you create the invention of you maintaining your weight, learning from your overeats all the time, and always coming up with new ideas and new ways of being the best version of yourself. So, okay. And then the next thing is how do the two sides feel different? This is what I said. Totally different. The scientist doesn't even understand what the judge is talking about. It's like they are so, and they're like in so different, you know, just two totally different camps, right? They're just not the same at all. The scientist is just excited that she gets to look into something, to be curious. She loves that I had an overeat. She's even giddy that I had an overeat, the scientist in my brain, because it's something else to figure out. What if you all thought about that? What if you all thought about every overeat like that? Oh my gosh, yay, I had an overeat. I get to figure something out. I mean, it may not be like that every time, but what if we just opened up ourselves to a little bit of that, a little bit of that, a little bit of that curiosity, a little bit of that giddiness? Oh my gosh, this journey would be very different, right? So what would you do differently if every time you overate, you put on the scientist lab coat instead of the judge's gown? I would see it as fun. I would be excited about learning and figuring it out. I would be excited about doing another experiment. And do you think your weight maintenance, and this is something I wanted to point out, that now that I am maintaining my weight, anytime there's a question in the planner on a worksheet about weight loss, I scratch it out and put weight maintenance. Because I want to remind my brain every single time that I'm not in weight loss mode anymore. I'm in weight maintenance mode. And so do you think your weight maintenance would be easier if I thought this way? Of course. I now see overeating as an opportunity to learn always. So then I jotted down these questions at the end. Let me see. I don't know if you can, if that black's going to go away. But how can you put some of these strategies on your daily plan? Notice the scientist thinking in your successful urge worksheets. And we're going to be talking about those in a minute. But you want to notice that anytime you're using this scientist language, okay? So how can you just write one of the amazing scientist thoughts down at the top of your planner every day, for example? Something like that, okay? So you want to really just start to notice the scientist language, start to notice the judge language, and then redirect yourself back to the scientist language. Okay, real quick, Kathy, I'm going to bring you up real quick. And let's see, let me unshare for a minute. And then, Kathy, I'll bring you up real quick. And then we'll go on to the Successful Urge Worksheet, Module 2. Let's see. There we go. You there, Kathy?
I think so.
I'm there just you trying. Are. Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
So, I guess one of my judgy thoughts came up to be, I'm never going to get there.
Okay.
And another one was, why do I do this to myself?
Okay. That's a question, right? That you want to answer or that you want to kind of reword as a thought. Because anytime your thoughts are questions, you either want to answer them or reword them into statements.
Okay.
So what would be the statement there or the answer?
I guess I could look at, can I do the work to figure out what I was thinking?
That's another question, right? Yeah. And so the easy way is just be, would just be, I can do the work to figure this out.
Okay.
Or I'm working on believing I can do the work to figure this out. I love adding that. If there's a thought where it's like, ooh, I'm not there yet. I'm like, I'm not quite sure if I can, but I could work on believing I could.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just add that to the beginning. There's that amazing page, our plan, it's like the second page in the planner called New Thoughts to Think. And it gives you all kinds of little prefixes and suffixes that you can put before, after different thoughts that make them more believable to you right now.
Okay. Yeah, I had written some, because the next conversation you had about, you know, turning this into an opportunity to figure it out. Like, yay, I had an overeat. Like, scientists are always excited to do another experiment, right?
Yes.
So it's about laddering to curiosity. So I like that description a lot.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm never going to get there is a thought I had.
And that's kind of interesting to think, like, is that even a judge? I mean, it's definitely judgmental, but would a judge even say that, right? Because a judge can't predict the future, and all of a sudden you think you can too.
Yeah.
So that's not even like a judge thought, right? That it's like, that's such a, just not even not even true at all, right? It's like, you're probably looking to your past.
Yeah.
To predict your future, right? That's that one where the future, the past is not our fortune teller, right? That's one of my favorite things from Corinne is, we could argue that maybe we haven't done it in the past, but is that the only way, is that the only thing we're going to use to predict our future? I mean, just like these people who invented things, right? There's never been a car. If they just stay there, well, there's never been a car. We've all just ridden horses. We're just going to ride our horses forever. Mm-hmm. And they would have never figured it out. They had to think something like, maybe there's something new possible here. My favorite thought when I was losing weight was, maybe I can just do something different. Let's see if maybe we could just try something different. Can I just do something a little different here? Just opening yourself up to that.
So it'd be like noticing that is not a useful thought because it's not true, deleting it.
It's not true. It's just based on the past, based on past evidence. And so you know why it pops up. Mm-hmm. But it's this whole thing of like you're inventing something new.
Okay.
And so of course it's gonna feel new at first. It's gonna feel, that's where we can, it may not feel believable all the time. And that's where we work on these. I'm working on believing. I'm okay. Possibility of doing something new. All that kind of language. Just like what someone who was inventing something new would think.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the I'm never going to get there is a very despairing thought.
Yeah.
You know.
How do you feel when you think I'm never going to get there?
Yeah, like despair, hopeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably the, we're doing the think, feel, do cycle, right? Hopeless, what are you doing or not doing?
Not coming up with an action, next action, just kind of.
You're stuck. stuck, right? So it's just thinking about like, okay, is that really true? I always like, oh, that's just me going back to my past to look towards the future. But what we know is that there's something different possible for me in the future. one decision at a time, one choice at a time. Mm-hmm. Can I just do something different this time? Can I just do something different today? Can I make a doable plan, for example? All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Cool.
I've been judged. I've been coached a couple of times by you. So
yes, yes, I recognize you.
So thank you again.
All right. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See. Okay, y'all, let's get to this successful urge worksheet. And then if we have time at the end, I'll bring somebody else up because that was fun. All right. So successful urge. So let me share my screen again. And we won't take some time to fill this out. We'll just probably talk about this one. So share. Oops, get that out of the way. Can you all see my successful? Nope, you can't see it yet. Hold on. There it is. Okay, can y'all see my successful urge worksheet? Yes, Tabitha, it's one of my favorites. I got to get on my soapbox here, y'all. I believe that this worksheet is as important, if not more important, than the discovery worksheet. I will advocate till I am blue in the face that this needs to go at the back of the planner. Don't you all think this, we need to have a bunch of copies of this, because y'all, we have got to be recognizing the urges that we allow successfully. Ooh, and I'm getting the choir in the chat here. That we need to recognize when we are allowing an urge successfully, even more than we are recognizing when we don't. And here's the thing, our brain is not going to do it for us. Our brain is going to be like, oh, well, yeah, we might have had an urge here and there today, and we might have like not given into it, but I mean, it's no big deal. Just move on. Let's focus on all these problems we have. Let's focus on these overeats, these really big problems. No. What does Corinne say, right? We have to think about these wins even more than we focus on the learning opportunities. Now, we absolutely learn from our overeat and our honor discovery worksheets, absolutely. But we want to get our reticular activating system. You've all heard Corinne talk about that a lot. The RAS, it's this thing in your brain that gets you to recognizing, you know, putting your brain to work on recognizing things. You know how I say, like, don't think of a red car. And what's popping in your brain right now? A red car. And then probably when you're out driving around today, you might start looking and noticing red cars. We want to train our brains to notice things that are going to help us. And this is one example of that. We want to train our brain to notice when we have an urge for something and we are successful at not giving into it. So that is what this worksheet does. And my favorite example of this, this is a different example, and I'll go through my worksheet here real quick. But Heather said she was in her car and she just saw three red cars. So we know how it works. So my favorite example is getting out of bed. If you can't find a successful urge, you find me, you look me up, you send me a message and ask coaches. You message me on Facebook. I'm not sure if I'll see it because I don't always check that. But y'all find me if you can't find an urge that you have successfully allowed every day, because it's one of the most common ones. You got out of bed. Most people get out of bed every day at some point. And you probably had an urge to stay there. So that's number one. You probably brushed your teeth. Most people did. And you might have had an urge to not do it. I got this new toothbrush, one of those new fancy toothbrushes that it stays on for 2 minutes because you're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes. And I've been like, 2 minutes. Oh my gosh. It's like, okay, keep going. You know, and then it kind of buzzes every once in a while when it's been like 30. It's like, okay, 30 more seconds. Oh my gosh, this is taking forever. But I'm doing it. I'm getting the urge to not brush my teeth, and I'm doing it anyway. And then we also definitely want to think about the urges to eat, because that's what we're focused on around here. So absolutely, Edwina, the successful urge does not have to be food related. You want to celebrate every single urge that you can, because you want to remind yourself, okay, I have the ability to allow the urge. Ooh, my husband, speaking of urges, my husband is cooking some sausage in there for my brunch here for this call. I smell it. You want to recognize that you have the ability to allow urges in your life. And so that helps us say, like, oh, well, if I can get out of bed every day when I want to stay in bed, maybe I can, like, not eat sometimes when I want to. So you want to rack up all these wins in these other areas of your life and then think about how you can find some wins in allowing urges for food, too. So, yeah, like the urge to not exercise or go to the gym. And then when you go anyway, all kinds of urges. Fran always uses the example of the urge to, first off, the urge to only have sex with her husband instead of, you know, all those tattooed men that she loves. She allows that urge every day. We also allow, she talks about allowing the urge to not throw punch someone in the line at the grocery store because they had 47 coupons or something like that. I usually have coupons and I have my own bags at the grocery store. So probably someone has an urge to throw punch me because I take a little while when I check out at the grocery store. So it's all these different ways that we allow urges. And so you want to put your brain to work on recognizing those. So let me tell you real quick about my success urge worksheet. Wednesdays are definitely Wednesdays, they're not, they used to be Wednesdays, but they're now Tuesdays when we have our coach meeting and our team meeting. Sometimes I can have some thoughts, y'all, about, you know, when we have these meetings. Also had a call with my coach that day. And so I had all kinds of thoughts going on and all kinds of feelings going on. And I wanted some, I was at TJ Maxx and I went perusing over to the snacks as I was checking out at TJ Maxx. I was like, ooh, those chocolate covered cashews, or I don't even remember what they were. This was a while back. But I was standing in line to check out at TJ Maxx and feeling all the feels, and I had an urge. I saw those chocolate covered nuts. And I was thinking, you know, too much has happened today. I'm overwhelmed. There's too much to do, whatever it was. But then I started thinking, like, wait a minute, though. I could have these feelings. And yeah, I could, you know, I could feel overwhelmed. Do I really have to eat because of them? I could have a totally different life. And I never have to, what if I never had to beat myself up ever again? That's a question I love to put my brain to work on all the time. Because my brain loves to beat me up. Sometimes I say it's like I'm black and blue on the inside sometimes. Pretty hard on myself. I know Coach Heather works on this too. And so my brain was kind of going back and forth here. You can see where it's like, oh, there's so much lost time. Oh, but what if I never had to beat myself up? Oh, I should keep working. Oh, but what if I didn't have to? It was really that back and forth. And you see how it's these different feelings I have. Excitement. But then I was judging myself. Fear. Anxiety. But then maybe I was open to some possibilities. It was all these. And then, you know, and then in my body was all these feelings going on, you know, all these chemicals going through, butterflies. And so here's why I decided not to eat. I knew that I was just tired. I knew that I hadn't had as much sleep the night before. I knew that I needed a nap. And I knew that because I had practiced this for a while now. When I get tired, I get urges to eat. I've recognized that pattern through all my discovery worksheets, through my other successful urge worksheets. And I just know me. I've gotten to know me. That's what we're going to work on at camp, y'all, with the relationships weekend. I've worked on this relationship with myself. I know my patterns. come to camp if you aren't already. And I know food is never the answer unless I'm hungry. So I reward myself by taking a nap, by doing what I knew that I needed to do. And y'all, it is amazing what a 15 to 20 minute nap. We're not talking about hours and hours here. We can take a nap and for just 15 or 20 minutes, and it can be a game changer for the day. And so remember what worked. I did and thought these things. I love to really work on how I talk about myself, or I talk to myself. And I call myself Bets, because that's what people who really love me call me, my family, my husband. What do we really need right now, Bets? It's that tone. We know it's not food. What do we really need right now? Y'all, a lot of you all use that as some of your scientist language. What do we really need right now? What kind of tweak do we need to make right now? But it can also be in that really soft, loving language. Come up. Yeah, I want y'all to come up. Oh, yes, Heather. Urges to eat after 8 p.m. are actually very often hidden urges for sleep. Y'all just need to get your ass to bed. Is what you need to do after dinner. Because I bet you anything, you just ate dinner. You're not hungry. You're just tired. So what is your kind of pet name for that? Marcy is going to be Mars. But it could be love. It could be sweetheart. It could be honey. It could be snuggles. It can be anything. Okay. And so the best part of saying no is that I got what I really needed. And bonus, I was hungry for dinner. That's been one of my biggest things with working on my binging and working with my overeats, is that I really want to be hungry and eat dinner with my husband. I love that. That's my thing. I love to be hungry and I love to eat dinner with my husband and connect with him after work. So that's really just a big reason I work on all of this stuff. Okay, so y'all, we are at time. I knew time was going to fly because we're having fun here, right? So, yeah, so what I want you all to do is print out a bunch of these successful urge worksheets, or just jot down the questions and put them in your planner so that you can really start capturing a lot of these urges that you're just not noticing, that you're just forgetting. And start with urges outside of food first. Start with getting out of bed. Start with, brushing your teeth. Start with, not yelling at a coworker, something like that. Start with the low-hanging fruit, like, oh, what are all these urges that I allow every day that I just don't even notice? And then start. Like maybe once a week, say like, okay, I'm gonna see if I can find one urge to eat that I allowed like a boss, and celebrate the fuck out of it with a successful urge worksheet. One of my do goals is to do at least 2 successful urge worksheets every week. That's it. I might do more, I might do less. That's my goal. Okay, so let's wrap up here. So, if you loved Module 3, you will love Urges 2.0. Y'all know about Urges 2.0. It's one of our self-paced courses at nobswomen.com. So if you really want to dig in to this work, we have a course for it, Urges 2.0. And I really encourage you to focus on one urge, like nighttime eating. If you have really to focus on your overeating window, and dive into Urges 2.0 and totally focus on that one thing and just really apply whatever you're learning to Urges 2.0. And Heather just put it in the chat. And then, so our next Mission Possible focus is Module 4. So we are about to wrap it up for the month, and we're going to have another call next week for Module 4. If you're starting to wonder about keeping up the momentum for next month, I want y'all to start getting excited. This is a big deal, y'all. Taking Big Ass Action is a course that we had here for years, and it has gotten a rewrite, a reboot, And it is coming back bigger and better than ever. The materials will be up very soon. It says Tuesday. I guess it's this coming Tuesday. The materials will be up in the self-paced course for Big Ass Action. And then also look out on the in our email. We've got our first ever monthly newsletter that's going to be coming out. Y'all know we have the weekly newsletter, but now we've got the monthly newsletter coming out. Tomorrow's calls with Corinne, our Queen's Club, and her weight loss coaching that she does on most Sundays. So they'll be at 11:30 and 1 p.m. Central. And then the next drop for Mission Possible is Monday Motivation. So I've been loving those little short videos, Corinne. They've just been so good, so good. And we really want to unlock that Peloton. Who wants to unlock the Peloton? Tell me in the chat. You can get a bike. So it's, here's the thing, y'all. I am not like a Peloton bike person. I've done spin classes. I've done Peloton. I've ridden Corinne's Peloton before. And I'm like, nope, that ain't me. But you can get a tread. You can get a treadmill instead. Okay. Yes. So yes, I would definitely choose the treadmill. So keep it up, y'all. Keep posting in our Facebook group. And, or email us that you're doing hashtag repeat or hashtag get it done. And let's finish out this month strong. Really give yourself this amazing gift this month to finish out a challenge till the end. I'm right there with y'all. I haven't always done that in the past. We kind of peter out at the end. But I've actually got a couple of private clients there. Their word for the year is finish, because when we finish something, we prove to ourselves that, hey, just like I was saying a minute ago, maybe we can do something different. Maybe we can finish a challenge strong and keep going and keep that momentum going. All right. So I think that's all I've got for you. And it's been so fun today. We're trying to keep these right at an hour. So don't give up on module 3, y'all. It is an amazing module. It's real meaty. And so just take it one lesson at a time. Schedule some time to do the worksheets, because this is the game changer, y'all. This is the, you know, we can work on these urges and work on these overeats. That's how we lose weight. Okay. All right. It was so fun to be here with y'all. Let me stop sharing here real quick. See me big. And I hope you all have an amazing Saturday. Thank you, Coach Heather, for being in the chat. It was super active. So we'll get the chat up, and it's all kind of amazing ideas in there. And y'all enjoy the rest of your Saturday. And then we'll see some of y'all tomorrow for all of Corinne's coaching. Okay. Take care. See y'all. Bye.